Well, Paul, an eventful day for you. I can't recall ever seeing you wicketkeep before.
Well, I didn't attest much, actually. I think back in 2007 against West Indies, got a couple of catches. So as soon as Michael Richardson dislocated the finger, I thought I'll bring back the memories of 2007 and take the gloves. But it's a shame, obviously, to lose Richo, but... you know, he's come back on the field at the end of the night there, so hopefully he'll be able to play a full part in the game from now on.
And Stuart Poynter couldn't play today because he was ill, apparently.
Yeah, it was a funny morning. You know, we were going to obviously play Stewie as wicketkeeper, and then you know, speaking to him this morning, he wasn't well at all. So you can't see these things coming, unfortunately, and these things happen. So we had a little bit of a reshuffle in the lineup, and Richo took the gloves.
It was quite humid this morning. You put Yorkshire in, got that early wicket of Lythe, but then Alex Lees and Gary Ballance, who are in good nick, just took the day away from you, certainly the morning session, didn't they, and into the mid-afternoon session, really.
Yeah, they did. They played well. We wanted to use whatever moisture was in that pitch today with a toss, and obviously with the 10:30 starts as well, it does give you... You're hoping to get two or three wickets ahead of the game because of that, but... They played really well. They rode a little bit of luck at times, but you know, to go on and have a partnership like that was good from them. But you know, we're still in the game here. They have got quite a long tail, Yorkshire, so hopefully we can exploit that tomorrow morning.
And you with the gloves on, taking a great catch to see off balance as well. Good left-handed catch.
I wouldn't say it was a great catch.
It was quite low and hard, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. Look, it was nice to go in the gloves, but it was quite entertaining out there for a period, but not so entertaining when they get the new ball and it's kind of hovering around once it bounces and goes past the bat.
You've had some tough days in the field recently. That looked like another one as well today in the heat.
It was a warm day, yeah. But you know, you're gonna have to you know that you're gonna get tough days in county cricket. It's a good standard of cricket. You play on good pitches, and you know, you need to have tough days. And as you said, that was another one, but we're going to have to make sure we come back tomorrow morning nice and fresh, and hopefully see off the last five batsmen.
Yorkshire are a strong side, as we know. They've won the title the last 2 years, looking for a third. There's been a familiar pattern in... They've gone into matches against you in the last few seasons and put on some really big scores, haven't they? And that's something you've got to try and avoid this time, being too far behind in this game.
Yeah, we've always managed to scrap our way back into the games against Yorkshire in the past. As you said, we want to hopefully have a good morning tomorrow morning and maybe even get ahead of the game. You don't know until you've batted on this wicket how we'll go. We've got a strong batting lineup in this match, so hopefully we'll be able to get plenty of runs on that board.
And Michael Richardson should be okay to continue fielding tomorrow behind the stumps?
Yeah, he seems to be. Obviously, you know, we'll see what it's like tomorrow morning.
Which finger was it?
Good question. He wouldn't let us look at it because it wasn't looking very good. So
another Chris Rushworth from Middlesex.
Yeah, pretty much so, yeah. But you know, once Richard has done something like that, it's you know, it's pretty bad. And he went off for an x-ray. Thankfully, there was no break there. But we'll have to see what it's like in the morning. Obviously, it was swelling and stuff like that overnight. I would have thought it would be pretty tender in the morning.
So you just have to have it pop.